TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
No, I know my antivirus protection has expired. No one cares.
I mean, you should care.
No.
I don't. I live life dangerously.
Yeah, no, you like doctors? What are those?
Any kind of virus. I'm not concerned with fighting it before it gets too late.
See a doctor, Tim. I went and saw a doctor. Got everything checked out. Good to go.
Nice.
I mean, not everything. I had blood tests done and everything was good. Like,
hey, look inside my taint.
No, he, moved my legs around, touched my belly, tapped it. Took my measurements, you know, all the good stuff.
He tapped it like a keg and like started
drinking,
pouring the contents of your belly into a stein.
Yeah, he shotgunned it. He stabbed me with some keys and tipped me up and shotgunned me.
He did a handstand and
no one's full of that BDE. Got to tap.
It's weird.
Drink it down.
Oh man,
I did not realize that was that was coined for Anthony Bourdain. Like I don't know if it was never ever said before, but. That's
who made it famous?
Someone saying about him after he had passed.
Ah.
I'm like, yeah, that was apt.
I feel like I'd heard Big Dick Energy before he passed, though.
The article I read could have been wrong.
Because one of those, maybe it was after he died. Maybe I'm just getting my timelines mixed up. But when Henry Cavill read Thirst tweets, one of them was like, one of them said something like, Henry Cavill just exudes Big Dick Energy. And I think he can back it up or something like that. And he's like... He just looks at the camera and goes, and with a smile and goes, no comment.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
Not good.
I love that we went straight from... talking about alt-right recruiting to testicles and anuses. You can be shit spray artist, and instead of being Banksy, you'll be Stanksy.
Yikes. Just yikes. Let me see if this conversation played its way out for you. Wait, who are you, like the Big Lebowski? No, I'm Fat Thor. Why is Thor fat? Have you seen Endgame? No. Okay, I'm dressed as a spoiler then. Stop talking to me. Official ranking of Terminator movies. Number one, T2. Number two, The Terminator. Number three, an alternate timeline where they stopped making sequels after that. And when you hear this sound...
I'll be back.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Hey, you know what I was thinking? Welcome to TanCast.
What? No.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No,
I was thinking it.
No, well, don't say it. Just think it.
Nope, I gotta say it.
You ruin the mystique when you say it.
Gotta think it real loud.
TanCast ruins the mystique.
I mean, people know who we are. You're here.
Yes.
You didn't forget, because, you know, you're our biggest fans. You know, New Zealand, where you at?
It's not like you're a new listener who's discovered this, because that just doesn't happen.
Yes.
There
and
11 are so
and a half
many
years in, I think, like a marriage, we no longer have surprises for you.
I think we were just like a small fish in a small pond, and now we are even smaller fish in a much bigger pond before.
Yeah.
People just could happen upon your podcast because there weren't very many of them. Now it's just like, fuck, where do I even start?
Ice caps melted, the sea levels rose, our pond became the sea.
We somehow shrunk.
Yeah.
Well, just we are so malnourished. By the way, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
And I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
And I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
You always got to do it weird, and that's why I love you.
I guess it's possible that our listeners are telling other people about the podcast and getting them to listen, but I feel like it's a hard sell.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we're very niche. We're not like you can listen to a million people talk about whatever, right?
Would you like to listen to three talentless idiots talk about their lives?
Right. And I feel like that is like the starting point. I feel like if we wanted to grow, we'd have to like do something very specific, like
recast the show with people with talent.
Or just have something, talk about something that is like can blow up. Or I think also we would have to spend more time on it. Like, really.
Yep. All right. Well, in that case, welcome to Tan Economics.
We got that adequate Tancast energy.
Yes.
Or no, adequate podcast energy.
Hey, it spells ape. Which is what my avatar is.
Because, yeah, like really when I listen to the podcast, I mean, not all of them. Like the popular ones where it's just people talking or like people you know and have a vested interest in like hearing what they say. Or it's like, wow, this is produced really well, and they have an interesting, you know, topic they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's my general feeling. Yep. I mean, those are definitely ones I listen to.
Yep.
I barely listen to ours. Or, you know,
we could just start talking about, like, chimp milk more and go after that Joe Rogan audience.
Chimp milk?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
That's my impression of what Joe Rogan talks about.
Okay. I don't particularly like him.
Nor do I.
I feel like he's smart, but he also says stupid things sometimes when I'm listening, like ignorant things when I listen to him. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah, he's got that like that connection of like a curious mind, but also not like deeply curious. So like he just regurgitates ignorant shit he's heard. I don't like Joe Rogan. I mean, I used to love The Man Show and lots of other stuff that he was involved in, like to stand up and everything. But he started giving a platform to a bunch of alt-right and alt-light voices, and fuck him for that.
Now, was he like giving them a platform and pushing back, or he just kind of let them spew whatever they wanted?
No, just let it. Yeah, he just lets them go. Like he doesn't. It's not like he's there to debate them. He's there. I mean, sometimes it's not like he's there to, you know, listen to them go on a diatribe. They're just like there to talk about memes or whatever. But it's like you don't need to be part of that that assembly line, Joe. Like the neo-Nazis are making enough. Like you don't need to help feed the top end of that.
All right.
Yeah, there so you go.
Three enthusiastic thumbs down for Joe Rogan.
For Joe Rogan, who has a podcast that's doing much better than ours. So,
yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's fine for him. I don't make my living doing
Andy, we're
going to
replace
podcast.
You with some alt-right folks so our podcast can blow up. Sorry, buddy.
Okay.
If we took all the downloads we got in 1 year, I don't think we would measure up to one episode of the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, dude, like we wouldn't measure up to all of the downloads in the first hour of availability of an episode of the Joe Rogan podcast. Yeah, no, I'm not saying this as like, you know, we're coming for him. We're breathing down his neck. We're hot on his heels because fuck no, we're not.
We are.
And we never will be. But I am saying as long as I've got a platform to go ahead and take the risk. And say Joe Rogan can fuck himself, like sideways. He can take that dick, turn it sideways, and then stuff it up his own ass.
What? Oh, was it dog in a bathtub?
Puppy in a bathtub.
Yes.
I mean, dogs in a bathtub. I've heard dog in a bathtub, but puppy in a bathtub.
Yes.
That just seems so hard. It is when you. Is it when you stick your cock and balls in someone's ass?
No, it's the wiener in the front door and the testes in the back.
Oh, okay. Still, sticking your balls in anything, my balls are kind of sensitive. And trying to shove them, especially in the butthole, just seems not good.
I love that we went straight from talking about alt-right recruiting to testicles and penis.
Well, you said turn the dick sideways, and that reminded me of dog in the bathtub.
I guess.
I will say one thing about us not being very popular is you don't have to worry about every so often us interrupting with telling you about Casper mattresses or some shit.
Or whatever the advertising. Like, it's not as bad now, but it used to be like whenever I started to hear one advertisement, it was just all the podcasts I listened to. We're like, why do you guys do this in cycles? Like, why don't you guys get like different advertisers? It's, I don't know. I mean, well, also, I think it's like, it's easier to find advertisers now.
Oh, really? You think?
Yeah.
I mean, podcasts have gotten so big that now it is a more viable, like, advertising platform. So maybe they have more options of who they can choose to advertise on their podcast.
I still feel like I hear, like, Casper Mattresses, Squarespace, Bonobos, What's the other one that I fucking hear all the time? I can't think of it now. But I'm like, no matter what podcast I'm listening to, it's one of those four things that are advertising on it.
Yeah, hear those. I hear some other Thread Up is one I hear.
Oh, that's one I haven't heard.
I mean that one I feel like I only hear one on a specific podcast. I also hear him. I think I hear him. Who? On podcasts, which is like,
who?
You can buy like sexual what are those things called? Like
toys?
Boner pills.
Erectile dysfunction medication.
Yeah, there we go.
No, boner pills. I'm gonna back Noah on this. It's boner pills.
I've never taken one, but I've wanted to take one just because I'm kind of curious.
So, I mean, like they I know people in the porn industry do that all the time, but that is strongly recommended against by doctors and the makers of it, because like if you're already functioning okay, then you run the risk of priapism.
Is that where you have like an erection that won't go away?
Yeah, that's the if your erection won't go away for more than 4 hours, consult a doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason is because the blood is not draining out. So the way that they treat it is you go into the doctor and they numb you up, and then they stick a bunch of needles into your ween, and they start like sucking the blood out of it to unfluff it.
I mean, I wouldn't say I want to try it that bad. It just, the thought has crossed my mind. I've not like even come close to.
So what you can do, you can just get a blowjob from a vampire and you're all set.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, there you go. Hey, Vlad, help me out.
Everybody enjoys that.
I want to suck your cock and blood. Yeah.
Now, does that mean my dick turns into a vampire?
I don't know. Does it maybe turns into a bat?
My dick can turn into a bat and fly away.
No, I meant like Noah's, like a baseball bat. He got that big bat energy.
I am the penis of the night.
Whoa.
You must invite me in.
Oh my gosh. That's how we stop sexual assault in this country. We just have vampires bite all the penises.
I can't go in unless you invite me.
I did it, guys. I fixed it. I'm a feminist hero.
We're not number one. We're coming with great ideas here.
So, but like, In movies and shows and whatever, like the vampires that need to be invited in, they're always like trying to track people in. But like, you know, we still want we want informed consent. But that would be so much weirder. Like if the vampires had to get informed consent to go in, I would like to come in because I desire your blood. Will you invite me into your abode, into your house, your dwelling space? For the purposes of me to suck your blood from your neck.
Enthusiastic or penis? Consent. Like, may I bite your neck now?
Yes.
May I start sucking your blood now?
May I turn you into the eternal damned now? It's a very 21st century.
Can I stick
vampire.
A finger in your butt now?
Wait, whoa, huh? What, Vlad? Huh? What? Well, I know that I thought we were having a good evening. I
got a little excited.
I was biting necks, there was blood. I thought, hey, now it's time for a butt play.
You know, male G spot is there. I read book.
Trust me, I've been alive a long time. I know
have
some tricks.
You been good? It's wonderful. Little prostate play.
I guess what I'm really trying to say is, how was everyone's week?
I missed him.
Today is James's birthday, and that picture showed up on my memories on Facebook, and I thought of Noah. For those of you, I know we don't have new listeners, but listeners who may not remember, I purchased these pictures when James was first born, and they were kind of expensive, and I said, I'm going to start using them for everything, including, like, at Noah's funeral. Guys, see these pictures? This is James when he was first born. I guess what I'm trying to say is I miss Noah.
But you were, like, when you first saw, you had, like, a whole, like, spiel you were doing, and you're like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I miss Noah. good times
indeed.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
My week was pretty good. I saw...
Did you dress up for Halloween?
I did not.
You piece of shit. So what happens when you get old, Andy. Don't be like Noah next year.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I will never, ever, 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 ever get old. Ever. Peter Pan this shit. Wait, how old is James now?
He just turned 5.
Gentlemen, 5.
Gentlemen, we are aged.
Yep.
Who you telling?
Yeah.
My knees, like, I cannot squat more than a certain thing. I'm like, oh, my knees are not like that.
Mm. My knees are doing okay, but my plantar fascia on my, like, heels and ankles hurts every goddamn morning. And, like, I'm trying to get back on the ball with losing some of this weight. You know, now that I'm done with my Thor costume, you know, I couldn't lose the weight before then because I needed to be Fat Thor for Halloween.
Well, no, guys.
I had the whole costume planned for months. So what was I going to do? Like, not eat all those Cheetos? Come on.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah. But now, for the last 3 days, like, trying to go up and down the stairs more, get some more walking out. And, like, they kind of hurt all day, but, like, it's so fucking painful in the morning. I'm like, God damn it. Like, what is going on? And I know some of it is just like the being fat hurts the, like that adds extra stress to them. So I know like the more I stretch them and then the more.
But also like just regular exercise help to like strengthen the muscles.
It's not muscle. It's a connective tissue. That like wraps around the back of your heel. So like I wake up feeling like somebody socked me in both of my heels, like just like full on while I was asleep, just speed bagging my heels.
That sounds unpleasant.
It's very unpleasant. I don't recommend it. Like, so if you can pick an ailment to have, not this that I'm describing, that would be my suggestion.
I'll stick with explosive diarrhea.
Okay. that's not a good one either.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt. I mean, unless you do it too much, it starts to burn your butthole.
I mean, but what if you like it has to come out in inopportune times? That's what I don't like.
Well, then people are going to see my shit spray. What are you going to do?
Yep. I mean, not shit spray.
I'd be like, oh, it's time for some ass spray and mayhem.
Jim, all you got to do is like, you got to learn to aim it right so you can, you know, decorate things. Maybe bring along a couple of those like cardboard cutouts so you can like make shapes like the people do with the spray paint. So like instead, like you'll just be an artist.
Well, I mean, I can get out of meetings, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, that works.
Oh, Tim, another chair. Gotta go, guys.
You can be shit spray artist, and instead of being Banksy, you'll be Stanksy.
Yikes. Just yikes.
I don't care. I find it funny.
Stanksy.
He's so proud of himself, Noah.
He is. Stanksy.
Oh, Stanksy.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you guys, speaking of dressing up or not for Halloween, that I bled for my costume?
No.
So the pajama pants that I wanted to wear, because I thought they were just about perfect, they've got one of those button flies that basically just gives like the barest like attempt at actually keeping itself buttoned. I don't think it's like actually seriously.
So a button fly.
Yeah, it's got like one little tiny button, and the hole is like bigger than the button. So like you button it, and then like a minute later, your wife's like, "You're hanging brains." So if I was going to dress up and go to work, I definitely could not be. I mean, I'd wear underwear, but I still couldn't be like, you know, package out. So I stitched the front of them all the way up. And it's about like 8 inches of stitching to get that thing all closed up. And I put a lot of stitching in there, too, because I didn't want. Not to say that I got the BDE trying to break out, but, you know, sometimes stuff shifts around and I definitely did not want anything to be able to tug the sides apart. You know, maybe just my fat thighs, maybe just them. I didn't want putting too much strain on it. So, yeah, I stitched the hell out of that. And I haven't done any stitching work in a long time. Like, it's been a long time even since I had to sew a button back onto something. So, yeah, I stabbed myself in the fingers so many times that night. Luckily, it was, like, all little tiny holes, so, like, once the bleeding stopped, like, there wasn't, like, I didn't look like a vampire was like trying to get to second base with me.
As the vampires are wont to do.
Yes.
Under the ship.
I post on Facebook that I'm at a point in my life where it's been a while, but I just forget to pull up my zipper all the time when I go to the bathroom. Just walking around.
I didn't see that.
I'll read exactly what I wrote. Hold on. I said, hold on.
So far, so good.
Not sure the exact age where you constantly forget to pull up your zipper, but I've reached it. Doing it. I'm walking around. I'm like, fuck. Why do I forget to do this all the time? Like, and it's not like when I get up in the morning, I'm fine. Like, I put on my pants, zip them up, I'm good. But for some reason, when I go, like, you go to the urinal, I'm just, yeah, whatever. I'll just leave that open.
Yeah. Just got to air dry it. I think I got a couple of dots on the inside of my boxers. Just going to evaporate that away.
Oh, man. I saw, did you know, I told you guys that, yeah, like Facebook has like television shows now.
Yeah, they've been advertising it.
I'm like, wow. And I actually watched one with, has Jessica Biel and Stanley Tucci in it, and it's pretty good.
Now, do you have to pay a fee for these?
Nope. It's just free. Although I wouldn't say it's organized the best, because it's not like, it's not like when you go to like, you know, other apps where it just has the show and it lists all the episodes. Like, you can find an episode, it'll play the next episode, but it's not like a page. Like, I guess they have like their own like Facebook page in general, but it's not like listing all the episodes in like a neat format of like, here's all the ones you can select. So it's weird. But I mean, I don't know if I'll keep watching a bunch of stuff, but the what I've been watching, I've been enjoying.
Guys, we're about a week away from Disney Plus, speaking of streaming services.
Oh, yeah, I almost was thinking about getting it, but I think Roberto's going to get it, so then I don't need to.
There you go.
Because I was like, I would want to watch The Mandalorian.
Yeah, my wife was going over the list of like all of the things that are like all the new shows that are going to be on Apple TV. She's like, oh, they're going to have this one with these people, and they're going to have this one with this people, and they got this one with Jason Momoa, and they got this one with Jennifer Beale, or whatever. I was like, we have enough. Like, we got enough streaming services. We got enough content. Like, we don't need to add more. I'm like, also Disney's about to come out, and you know we're going to add that one because, we got a kid, and they own our childhoods.
I'm part of this one Facebook group that's just constantly bemoaning Disney taking over everything, and I was like, there are so many franchises that Disney doesn't own that you can just calm the fuck down about. Like, it's not like they make it seem like there's nothing that Disney doesn't own. I'm like, oh, really? How about Ghostbusters? How about James Bond? How about Aliens? Predator? How about, oh, wait, actually, they do own Aliens now.
I was like, I thought Aliens was Fox.
You were right. And maybe Predator is too. I'm not sure.
I mean, I could see the argument of like, this is just the beginning, right? It's not like they're going to stop all of a sudden and be like, all right, guys, we got enough stuff.
Yeah, but it's also not like other studios are like, well, we're just going to roll over.
Well, I'm not roll over, but the more stuff you have, the more money you have. So it's like, you don't need them to roll over. You can just like, well, I'll just fucking buy all your shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, we've got antitrust laws for exactly that reason. Like, leveraging capital to chase away opponents is a thing. Tim, put it this way. The more blockbusters that Disney has, the more that they can afford. Like, so if there's some new, let's say, novel or like comic book series, like there's a new comic book publisher or something like that that starts to, you know, get popular, like the next Spawn or whatever, Disney can just buy them and then do nothing with them, but they can afford to outbid everyone else just to prevent anyone else from getting access to that stuff. I'm not saying they will. I'm not saying that that's like necessarily what Disney is going to do, but once you hit a certain point in the market, you start to be able to do shit like that.
Yeah, like, I mean, I would say I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do, but I see why people are concerned.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Warner Brothers, Universal, and even to some extent Paramount have they still are big enough players in the game that Disney can't just roll over them and do whatever they want. Even Sony, although it's Sony, it's much more the rest of their enterprise more than their film leg. But still, they have enough clout to be like, oh, you want Spider-Man? Let's see what you're going to do for me. What have you done for me lately?
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Like, we don't need an MCU. Did you see Spider-Verse?
MCU later, bitch.
I've been, yeah, I know we've been, this is old news, but the whole, like, people coming out against the Marvel movies, I'm like, why is this even news? Who gives a shit? Like,
yeah,
you like what you like, and that's fine. I don't give a shit if somebody who's, like, is revered likes what I like. I'm like, I still fucking enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, Martin Scorsese doesn't like the Marvel movies? Oh, that changes my enjoyment of them 0%.
Yeah. You know what also that changes my enjoyment of 0%? Martin Scorsese movies. Because when he's making movies, he's making excellent movies, and I will continue to enjoy those movies. And when he's criticizing movies that I like, that's just his opinion, and at that point, he's just another dude.
I mean, in fairness, I think I've seen like 3 Martin Scorsese movies.
Well, I mean, he comes out with them like every 15 years, so.
Yeah, most of them I don't see. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen a lot.
I have too. And Tim, you should see more. They are fucking excellent.
Eh, I might have until he started being a jerk. Now, what are you going to do without my $5, Martin Scorsese?
Continue to make pictures that the Oscar committee will continue to ignore.
He won one for The Departed, though, right?
No, I don't think it was.
Which is what I've seen.
Which was a remake.
And I saw The Aviator.
I thought he won it for something that, like, where people were like, but that one, though?
I feel like it was The Departed.
Maybe.
Maybe I've only seen 2. I can't think of a third one that I've seen.
It felt kind
of
like Leonardo DiCaprio winning for Revenant. It was like people just decided, like, you know what? We've been ignoring them for too long. It was like, but you didn't pick the best one.
You see that movie, right, Andy?
I started to watch it, and I was like, slow, and turned it off.
Did you get to the bear attack?
No, I didn't.
Oh, fuck. That was brutal. Like, it just, like, drug on. And it was just like, oh, he's still getting attacked? Oh, fuck. Like, it was intense. Like,
so you're saying even the bear attack was slow? This is taking forever. Just eat him. Come on.
Yeah, just kill him already. Ooh, it was rough. But also a good movie.
Yeah. I should watch it. I know.
I mean, I don't know. There's plenty of other things to see. I saw movies this week.
You know what? Before we get into the movies that we watched, because it's still on topic, I actually felt bad because a couple of people at work apologized for not getting the reference of my costume. I was
okay, good. That happened to you? Because for listeners who don't know, Andy and I both dressed as the same thing on opposite coasts.
Yes, Fat Thor.
As Fat Thor from Endgame. And yes, that happened to me constantly. let me see if this conversation played its way out for you. Wait, who are you? Like the Big Lebowski? No, I'm Fat Thor. Why is Thor fat? Have you seen Endgame? No. Okay, I'm dressed as a spoiler then. Stop talking to me.
I mean, you approached it differently.
I had that conversation more than once.
Yeah, you approach it differently than I did. But yes, I had that same conversation several times. They're like, "Oh, you're the
you
dude. You should
about
have
it." Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, people like, you should have a carpet. I was like, "No, I have an axe." Like, why do you have an axe? Because I'm not the dude. Like, wait, why are you carrying around beer instead of White Russians? I'm like, because I'm a different person, but that person's an homage to the Big Lebowski. But then I had people apologize, like, oh, man, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. I was like, you're allowed to not share my movie tastes.
No, you're not. Like, you got, like, everything
I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you didn't see the most culturally relevant movie in the last decade.
Hello?
Go away from me.
Yes, no, we hear you.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I talked over whatever you just said because I had this awesome joke. Sorry. Yeah.
I didn't hear your joke because I dropped out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't drop out. Stay in school. Don't be a fool.
I posted it on the team chat, and one of the people on my team was like, well, I got to say, I'm sorry. I absolutely don't get the reference. And people explained it, and the person was like, oh, man. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't get that, Andy. I'm sorry. I was like, no, don't. Like, don't feel bad. Like, this isn't your failing. This is, I made a reference. You didn't get that reference. We were just talking past each other for a second. My interest wasn't your interest. So the thing that I went and saw a movie of and went, oh, I'm fat too, and I can grow a beard. Like, just didn't speak to you in the same way. Like, that's fine. we're allowed to be different. Like, you don't need to feel badly about being different. You don't even need to feel badly about being in the minority. Like, even if, like, most of the people on that chat were like, oh, I know what that is, and you don't.
I mean, you're a loser in life, but that's okay.
I was like, oh, no, I shamed people.
Well, you guys are jerks.
Yes. When I went home and then we went out trick-or-treating, I changed my shirt to my picture of Thor fat. The t-shirt I have with that says God hashtag God bod on it. I'm like, there, now you can see, look down, look up, you figured it out.
Somebody that I work with was just wearing a Thor t-shirt to work that day, and it's like, I gotta take a picture with Thor because this is the perfect day for that. So I was like, did you know that he was gonna do this? I was like, we just met today, like, I don't even know who this guy, like, we have not worked together yet.
What is that picture of that you sent Tim of Thor saying, is it though? Where's that from?
That's from Ragnarok. Yeah.
What was?
And he actually says, is he though?
Yes. Oh.
But I just changed. Like, it's a popular meme now on the internet.
Yes.
What was the dialogue?
It's twice it happens where Hulk says something about Hulk being better than Banner. And then Thor's like, is he though? He's like, whatever he needs right then, he needs like Banner's brain.
Right,
and then later on, he's talking to Banner and he needs Hulk strength to fight somebody. And he's like, Banner's just as good as the Hulk. Is he though?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now I remember. He's a funny guy. Funny guy.
Yep.
Fucking handsome.
I'm looking forward to Thor 4.
Me too.
I mean, that can't shock anybody.
There's not been a trailer, has there?
No.
I don't think they've shot any footage yet.
And we don't know anything, right?
No.
We know that Natalie Portman is coming back, and she's going to be female Thor.
Oh, sorry. I guess we do so. I guess it's that whole, I guess this is spoilers if you haven't seen the movies. Guardians of the Galaxy thing? Is that, like, going to be in it at all, or do we know that?
We have no idea about that.
Correct.
And Guardians of the Galaxy has been pushed back because of Suicide Squad.
Yep.
Really?
Because the director of Guardians of the Galaxy is also the director of Suicide Squad.
Yep.
Wait, it's not going to be... Wait, is
they're both James Gunn?
Yes, James Gunn is doing
that.
Well.
Okay.
Yep.
Although they just announced Ant-Man 3, which I'm excited about.
Nice.
I guess I'd rather see another, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy sooner than I need to see another Suicide Squad.
I mean, I could go the rest of my life without seeing another Suicide Squad and die a happy ass man.
Yeah, but I also look at it as like, but now it's James Gunn's Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And I also like that Peter Capaldi is in it.
Are they kind of ignoring the first one?
Well, it's got a lot of the same people.
Yeah, but Will Smith's not in it, but Margot Robbie, but Jai Courtney. They made sure to lock him down for the sequel.
Yep.
Like, oh, Captain Charisma Killer, we've got him.
Wait, who?
The guy who played John... No,
oh, yeah,
played
yeah,
Kyle
that
Reese,
guy. And he also was in like one of the Die Hard movies. And
yes. Mm-hmm. Like, if you need your franchise to just have the charisma sucked out of the bottom, Jai Courtney is your man.
Was he the first one?
Yeah, no. He was Captain Boomerang.
Guys, he gets enthusiastic consent before he sucks the enthusiasm out of the bottom. But
he doesn't get any enthusiasm. I don't care what consent, non-consent, nothing.
The Birds of Prey movie is not grabbing me. Like the trailer, I would say.
No, me either.
Maybe, are there more than one trailer? Because I saw a trailer that definitely had my interest.
I was like, why don't they just have a Harley Quinn movie? Like, clearly that's what they wanted to make. I can't even tell who else is in it.
And I thought Birds of Prey was like, a good group.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
So is Harley Quinn good in this movie?
Sure, why not?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We want to expand our roster like Marvel does, but we only have this one character that people respond to. Put her in it!
Okay, so yeah, after splitting with the Joker.
She's been a member of the Birds of Prey before.
Okay, yeah, so I guess she's good in this movie. All right, I mean, I'm okay with that.
I mean, she's good on the Superhero Girls TV show, so it all works.
Yeah, but like chaotic good.
Kind of like Venom.
No, movie. Can you go down and get whoever's honking at you? Like, they want you. They're trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
I'll be down in a minute.
Like, I need my Kumpkin.
not done yet.
It's some asshole honking, fuck yourself.
Wow.
I killed the podcast.
All right, now should we talk about movies we saw?
Sure.
Probably.
Because I saw twosies, movies.
I saw twosies, woozies, as wellsies.
Oh, you guys are tough to understand.
Guys, my wife is here. Best behavior.
Put it in her butt. Put it in her butt. Yeah, yeah. Put it in her butt. Put it in her butt.
Get consent.
What is that dude honking about out there?
That might be a different person now.
It's just honk day.
It's honk city. There's another one down the street.
Yep. I mean, guys, it's San Francisco. The place is full of honkies.
What about? Fuck you, Andy.
Sorry, babe. I'm not talking about what you're doing. I'm reacting to Andy's joke.
Did you do the air quotes for her? Because it needed it.
I did do quotation fingers just as you said it with your quotation fingers voice. Anywho, so what movies did you see, Mr. Noah?
I saw Zombieland 2.
How was it?
Oh, is that out already?
Yeah, it was okay. I don't think it had the charm as the first one. I mean, there's definitely like some funny parts, but I don't know. I don't just enjoy it as much as the first one. And I saw Jojo Rabbit, which I thought was really good.
I've heard good things.
It was interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. It definitely takes like a darker turn. Like it starts off very light and then it gets to a point where you're like, oh, this shit got heavy and real. And I was like,
are you saying this movie about Nazi Germany takes a dark turn? The devil, you say.
Well, but like, uncharacteristically of the rest of the movie. Like, it's just kind of like very light and like doesn't seem like anything's really in threat. And then like, you know, real shit happens and you're like, oh, wow, all right. Like, yeah, that's heavy. Yeah, so it was good. Like, I mean, yeah, it was well acted. You know, I like, fuck, I can never say his name.
Taika Waititi.
Yes, that guy. What's her name was really good in it.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. I do not generally enjoy her acting, but I felt like she did a really good job in this movie.
Come on, no, keep going. I got all the names for you.
Sam Rockwell was in it. I know his name.
Okay.
And he was also good. It was very, I mean, obviously, it was unrealistic. Like, you know,
wait, what?
Yeah. No. Shockingly.
The devil, you say. Such a surprising revelation, Noah.
I know. Reek was in it? Reek?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy gets his penis cut off, right?
Yes.
Yes, he's in it.
What?
Hey, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go back and watch it, a character gets his penis cut off. Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't know what the. I mean, I think overall mention was just like, you know, why hate people? Like, they definitely hit hard on like all these like stereotypes of Jewish people that are not even close to realistic. Like the kids, like they have horns that they hide underneath the hair. It's like, I'm like, but I mean, it's crazy. It's like people believe that at one point. I'm sure, like, yeah.
Probably.
So, yeah, it was a well-done movie.
People who believe it now.
I think...
People are dumb.
Some people... Because they do humanize, like, Sam Rockwell is a Nazi. And obviously the kid, he's not a Nazi exactly, but he wants to be. And, you know, they make Sam Rockwell a human character. He's like, he's not just, like, an evil guy, you know, he's conflicted. So I'm like, well, I mean, I can understand. Like, someone's like, you shouldn't humanize Nazis ever. I'm like, well, Nazis aren't humans, like... I feel like, you know, you kind of lose sight of, like, their motivations if you don't, like, think about, like, why would they make these choices? But, so that's it.
All right.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, I saw Terminator Dark Fate.
Which I'm going to see today.
Won't spoil it for you. I'll let it spoil it for you. Burn!
I was watching a review that kind of spoiled something for me that I actually didn't know. I mean, it was a huge spoiler, but, like, I was like, oh, I didn't need to turn this off now.
All right.
If I think it's what it is, I think it's just the first like 5 minutes of the movie.
Yes, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know that it. I don't know that it helps or hurts to know it because I'm like, oh, well, crap.
Yeah, he started to talk about whatever happens in the first 5 minutes. I was like, all right, I'm in the close.
I will say there is a flashback at some point. And that de-aging stuff that they do for the Marvel movies, they did it really well on Linda Hamilton, not as well on Arnold Schwarzenegger, which I think is weird because Linda Hamilton was actually, you know, emoting more. Like it was literally Arnold Schwarzenegger making that one Terminator face he always makes.
Mm-hmm.
but like that, like it didn't look as convincing as young Linda Hamilton was. So I was like, that's amazing.
Which is weird because like there's so many like life masks of Arnold Schwarzenegger taken from back in the day.
Exactly. And also the physical body double they got for Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't as good as the one they got in Genesis. Mm. Like his muscle strength. I'm like, that's not how Arnold's muscles looked. You're not even close. You just picked some random buff guy off Venice Beach and plopped Arnold's head on it.
He has a son.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
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 I didn't know that.
He has more than one son. He had a kid with his maid.
Yeah.
Patrick Schwarzenegger. He's in a movie.
He's in Dark Fate?
No, no. He is in a movie that I saw a trailer for.
Yeah, so I have the same problem with Terminator Dark Fate that I have with most Terminator sequels post T2. It ruins T2.
Okay. What about beyond that? Like, ignoring it ruins T2, just on a movie on its own, how is it?
If it was not a sequel to a movie that is like one of my favorites, that ruins one of my favorite movies, I would say it's definitely very interesting, and Linda Hamilton is great in it. Arnold is pretty good in it, and the new people are good in it. The only thing I don't like is the new protector character and Linda Hamilton, for some reason, instantly have friction that lasts most of the movie. And I feel like it wasn't really motivated.
Got it. Like we're on the same side. Why would we hate each other?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to protect this person. I also want to protect this person. Okay.
We are enemies now.
Seems like we're all good here.
You don't have to explain it, but do they explain the movie why in the trailer, like, that rebarb comes through the window, he touches it, and is able to make a whole nother version of himself? I'm like, why is he not doing more of this?
They don't really explain it, but from what I can tell, he has like a skeleton, kind of like Arnold, when like Arnold burns off and he's just that metal thing.
Yeah.
I think he has that inside the liquid metal, and he can do a liquid metal version, and just the skeleton can walk around. But they never do more than just that.
Okay, because like they make it seem like it is in relation to the metal that gets, because he touches it, but I'm like, the metal's still there, so it's not like he's using that to make like another version of himself.
Maybe he can use that for support for the liquid part, like he is. Okay. They don't explain it at all, but he can just do liquid guy without a skeleton and then skeleton running around separately.
Got it.
Which is a great feature, I guess.
It's a feature, not a bug.
And I'm
looking forward to seeing it mildly.
Andy?
I mean, I've seen the other ones, even like knowing that they were shitty, but like I waited for them to come on HBO or whatever. So I kind of feel like I'm going to do that again if it's getting reviews.
I enjoyed the last one. Like, it wasn't amazing, but like as a standalone movie, I was like, I kind of liked some of the stuff they did.
Salvation, I felt like that one ruined T2 the least. Because like they just like went with a whole separate like timeline.
Yeah.
Whereas like everything else is like, okay, remember how we set things up at the end of T2? We're Alien 3-ing that shit.
Yeah. But okay, so I guess some of my problems with Genesis were like they gave away the big reveal in the fucking trailers, which always drives me nuts.
I can't blame the film for the marketing.
This is true. Yeah. So like I was trying to say that I recognize that part of what I'm judging it for was not the film's fault, but you know, it's still like the company still fucked it up because the marketing people were allowed to fuck that reveal up. Mm-hmm. But part of it is like there were aspects of it that just seemed a lot of it just seemed like so arbitrary. And then the ending of it seemed so fan wanky. Like it seemed like fanfic right at the end. Like it did not seem like a Terminator ending, you know? It seemed like, and then everybody gets a level up in badassitude and now they're going to go rock stuff. So can't wait for the sequel for them to all be superheroes together.
I mean, yeah, that's what I want to see. Why are you pissing in my Kool-Aid, man? Don't yuck on my yum.
Cause that's not a Terminator movie.
Clearly, anything can be a Terminator movie.
Yeah, clearly it is. Because yes. There's a movie called Terminator with that in it.
You're right. Fuck me.
There was one where the Terminator put on Elton John's sunglasses and somebody told somebody to talk to the hand.
Yes, I saw. Yeah, I saw a screenshot of that. Yeah, they're like big star sunglasses.
And that was the one you liked.
I mean, like I said, it was enjoyable.
No, I was talking to Andy. Thanks. He liked Terminator 3.
Got it.
Yeah.
piece of shit.
You go to hell, you die.
I like Terminator 3 better than I like Salvation or Genesis.
I did my definitive, I was like, I've let this do for a couple days, so now I can do my official ranking of Terminator movies. Number one,
okay.
T2. Number two, The Terminator. Number three, an alternate timeline where they stop making sequels after that. Number four, Genesis. Number five, Dark Fate. Number six, Salvation. Number seven, an alternate timeline where there were no Terminator movies. Number eight, T3.
Really?
Yes.
T3 underneath Salvation.
Yes.
Something's wrong with you.
What was so bad about Salvation? It was at least like different. Like we didn't time travel and have, you know, and spend most of the time in the past trying to stop somebody from stopping somebody from eventually growing up and stopping Skynet. We were at least fighting Skynet in the future.
I mean, yeah, okay, we're fighting Skynet in the future. The concept, fine. Absolutely, I'm good with that. We're going to make Christian Bale's character somehow like the core piece of this movie. Like we're going to swing the focus of the movie completely away and focus on his character. For the whole, like, oh, hearts are just interchangeable thing to happen. Like, there was so much bullshit. It wasn't like this is slightly tainted with bullshit. It's more like, did you forget the bread? Because I don't think this is a bullshit sandwich so much as it is just bullshit stacked on bullshit.
I mean, I also know what went on behind the scenes and what the movie was supposed to be.
Like, I think what the movie was supposed to be would have been a much better movie.
Yeah, probably. And then also the alternate ending of what even once the movie became what it became, the alternate ending was they were going to wrap John Connor's skin around the Terminator thing. And mm-hmm. So like John Connor wasn't actually the leader of the resistance. It was just a Terminator wearing a skin at the end. So everybody still had the symbol of John Connor to believe in.
And that would have been ballsy as shit.
It's interesting. I don't know that I would have liked it. I still liked what we got. I was like, this is interesting enough. The idea of a Terminator who thinks he's human and then switches allegiances and Anton Yeltsin as a young Kyle Reese. I'm in for all of this. It's not my favorite Terminator movie, but it doesn't piss on anything I've seen before it. And it tells its own little story that was at least interesting and different.
Yeah, agree to disagree.
Well, and we shall.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll still see the movies. I'm not gonna lie.
So my wife has been pushing for weeks to go see Maleficent in theaters. I'm like, it's getting bad reviews. She's like, I still want to see it. Like, we really enjoyed the first one. I'm like, it's getting much worse reviews. I'm like, I liked the first one. I would never say I loved the first one. Because it also had a lot of like, oh, this is really formulaic and paint by numbers to it. Like, but I liked the first one just fine. And I know you loved it. I'm like, but this is getting such worse reviews than the first one got. This is getting worse reviews than the live action Lion King or Aladdin got.
I mean, why is it the end of the world? Just go see a movie that you may not love.
Because we got to fucking stop giving Disney all this money.
Why?
Because I know that she's also going to buy the thing on fucking Blu-ray. So, like, do we need to go see it in the theaters if we're going to own it on Blu-ray?
Why not just isn't a trip to the theater just a fun day? Even if you're – like, the second movie I'm going to talk about that I saw, like, I'm glad we went to the movies even though it wasn't amazing.
Well, I mean, what? I got other shit I want to do with that time then.
Well, why don't you just let them go then?
Well, that's probably what's going to happen.
There you go. I solved it.
But she was really pushing for it to be like a family thing. And I was like, I have no interest in it.
That's fair.
Like, I have no interest in participating in this. I'm like, Disney is getting, they're getting real fucking greedy with this shit. It was like that, period in the
90s. That's what companies do. Well, like, we had a movie that did kind of well. Let's make another one.
Yeah.
And Disney's done this shit before where they start.
Yeah, they're
going
to keep doing Andy.
I mean, they've done this shit. They've done this shit before, and then they've backed off of it. Like, they've learned their lesson by oversaturating their market with, like, you know, shitty made-for-home movie, because I guess originally it was on VHS, but, like, you know, made-for-VHS.
The audience score is 95% for that movie.
Of course it is.
You should go see it, Andy.
You'll probably love it.
You're going to love it.
It's going to be the T3 of Maleficent movies. You're going to fucking love that shit.
No,
It's gonna be your I don't know, Tale of Two Cities? I don't know. What's Rosebud? What's that movie?
Citizen Kane?
It's gonna be your Citizen Kane.
Tale of Two Cities even been made into a movie?
I don't know. Is that the one that it was the best of times, is the worst of times?
Yes. it was made in
if someone I cared about really want to go see a bad movie, I'd probably go see it.
You did. We went and saw Glass.
I wanted to see that one, though.
Yeah, but you are going to go see it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go see Maleficent on my own, but if someone's like, I really want to go see it, I'm like, all right, well, go see it.
Oh, Hitman's Bodyguard. That was one you weren't going to go see, and you went and saw it with your boy.
I did.
And don't worry, there's a sequel coming out.
Yeah, that movie was very kind of paint by numbers, but the charisma of the two top actors, I think, made it still worth my while.
They had me in that first trailer. I'm like, I'm in.
Yes. Oh, man. When Whitney Houston starts singing, I was like, yes, this movie is my everything.
Oh, so the other movie I saw was we went and saw The Addams Family yesterday for James's birthday.
Oh, and how was that?
Eh. I mean, it was fine, but I'm like, why does this movie exist? What is the point?
I think that's the critical consensus on Rotten Tomatoes. It was fine, but why does this movie exist?
Like, it doesn't really add anything, or like...
Well, it's like, why did this need to be the Addams Family? Like, were people just clamoring for more Addams Family goodness? And boy, they lean hard on that song. They're like, you know what people remember about the Addams Family? This song. Let's sprinkle it in everywhere. But I mean, it's fine. James, for some reason, got obsessed with Wednesday Addams before he saw a frame of that movie.
Like, how did he even know about Wednesday Addams?
She was on the menus at IHOP.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that is what did it, but like, we were visiting Danelle's mom, and on the TV, there was a clip, the TV was on, and he's like, The Addams Family, the original. I'm like, well, first of all, that's the Raul Julia movie, so that is not the original. Second of all, how do you know that? You saw a frame of it, and you've never seen it before in your life. But there was, yeah, it was, I mean, it was fine, and like, I'm like, I guess the movie is trying to say something about, you know, people being different and, you know, accepting people of their differences. But then, like, it just sort of wraps up at the end in a weird, like, you know what? Everybody's fine. Everybody's going to make a real quick turn in what they were thinking up to, like, mere moments ago.
Oh, like a lot of Hollywood films.
Yeah, but even then, like, so not, it happens with, like, the majority of the people. And then, like, there's the villain character really just makes a turn that was like, all right, well, I guess I'm not a villain anymore. I'm like, what? You've done a lot of villainous things throughout this movie. Are you just, everybody's fine with you now?
You got to forgive and forget, Tim. You can't hold on to these things.
Oh, but there was a trailer for Frozen 2 in front of the movie. And there's a scene where Olaf is just running away from something and he's super scared. And it's like, it's one of those things where, like, if it was a live action movie, the camera is like somehow attached to the person running. You know what I'm talking about? And like,
yeah,
like, so the background is just like, and they're like, ah! James laughed his fucking balls off. And the entire theater laughed, like, not at James, like, in a bad way, but just like, whoo, that kid, they just fucking sold a ticket.
When I watched Countdown, the horror movie, there was hecklers in the back, but not hecklers in like a bad, like annoying way. They just added like enough to the movie that made it funny.
Oh, those are the best.
Like, you just hear them make a little comments in the background and you're like, all right, you guys are good. I don't remember anything specifically they said, but just like, you know, I was very amused by them.
I remember I had that when we went to go see Starship Troopers. I remember the theater was full of people just shouting back at it. I was like, thank God you all are here. All right.
Andy, do you see anything?
Did I see anything? I don't know. I watched more Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Did I watch any movies? I don't think so. I've been fucking busy with work, though.
Oh, I watched the first episode of Living With Yourself, the Paul Rudd Netflix show.
Oh, how was that?
Looks interesting.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Like, I saw the trailer. And I'm like, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Like, if it like, if
it's a, like Dark Multiplicity.
Yeah, like I'm like, do I want to watch that? I don't know.
He doesn't shrink down or get large at any point. I just to warn you, like, don't get suckered in like I did.
How you doing, regular size man?
I kept shitting on him in that whole movie.
Yeah,
I
know. Like, what did poor Ant-Man do?
I know. Well, he ran out of Pym particles, so I guess.
I'm like, if he ran out of Pym particles, how does he shrink down once the
they went back and got more Tim. Remember?
Okay.
They got a shitload more.
Is he only got like 3 vials?
Yeah, but like those vials are like apparently enough to power the suit for quite a while.
But he shrunk down once and went like, "Oh, I've lost an entire trip."
Well,
now we have 2 chances or something, right?
Yeah.
They have more Pym particles. You talking about when he fucked up and hit the button early?
Yep.
Yeah, he goes, we have enough for 2 test runs. Shrink, resize, 1 test run. But then when they go to the past, he shrinks down to Ant-Man size, back up to Paul Rudd size a couple times. And then when he's small, when he's ant size, then he shrinks down to even smaller to get inside Tony Stark to pull his thing and then goes back to...
Oh, so you're saying like it seems like a vial is only 1 trip.
Yeah, and then yet like he was shrink, and then he fucking becomes Giant Man when they come back. I'm like, where? And then he shrinks, and he shrinks again. Oh, what?
Tim,
Balderdash,
movie magic.
I know. Yep. I don't want you to get. I don't want to get the impression that this ruins the movie for me.
Oh man, there is so much stuff going on in that fight scene. Somebody pointed it out as like they think it's a continuity error, but. When Black Panther is running, holding the Infinity Gauntlet. Sorry, spoilers for a movie that's been out for 6 months, but still.
Clearly, people haven't seen it.
Yeah,
based on our Halloween costumes.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Sorry, I should have. Sorry, Tim. Go back and insert the no, please.
Nope.
Okay. Well then,
if you haven't
sorry,
seen
everybody.
It, our listeners have seen it.
Okay. Yeah, this is true. And if they haven't, I have time to go around and show it to all of them first. Not going to take that long. The movie's only 3 hours.
Anyway, Black Panther.
Anyways, yeah. So there's a scene where he's running with it, and there's just so much shit going on that until somebody pointed it out, I didn't realize that in the background there's Giant Man feeding one of those Leviathans into a wizard portal, like to chop it up.
Oh, wow.
Wait, why is that continuity error?
Well, because he's supposedly in the van fixing the van right around then.
Oh.
But it's also like when he's Giant Man, everything on that battlefield's about 3 steps away. So like you could see like, oh shit, something's happening. Hang on, Wasp, be right back. Hop out, get big, push the thing into a wizard thing, get small, back in the van.
All right.
But yeah, there's so much shit in that fight scene.
I can never get enough of it.
I know. It really, like, just that whole, the lead up to it, and then that actual fight is, like, just such the culmination. And then there's so many little tiny character moments just scattered all the way through there. Like, the Wasp saying, we're on it, Cap. And Paul Rudd giving her that knowing look, like, you gave me shit for calling him Cap in the last movie that we were both in.
Yeah,
Umu's all right.
I feel bad for Black Widow because they finally gave her own movie, but like it's now it's coming after that. Like, there's no way it's not going to feel like a huge letdown.
Yeah,
but I mean, it could be a smaller story and still be a good movie.
I'm sure it's going to be like a good movie, but in terms of like box office and whatnot, and also like the stakes of like, oh, well. Her character's already dead in the future. Like, there's not much you're going to do that's going to make me like, oh. And even if you do anything, it's not going to be any major change because I know how she acts right after this.
Yep. Yeah. There's not going to be, like, some big revelation.
I was talking about this on Mousetalgia about the Beauty and the Beast Christmas movie, Belle's Magical Christmas, or Belle's Enchanted Christmas, or whatever, which takes place during the plot of the movie Beauty and the Beast. So, like... Supposedly, that movie is just like some scenes we didn't see when Belle was at the castle. Like, somehow Christmas time passed and it just didn't make the main movie. I'm like, well, the problem is there can't be that much significant character growth in a movie like that because we know where they start at the beginning and we know where they start at the end. So it can't swing. Like, like, you can warm the beast's heart, but it can't be that much because we know where he is when we see him next. Like, he's not going to be, you know, like, Belle's not going to fall in love with him in this movie because she falls in love with him later in the movie, in another movie. It's an interesting tightrope to walk.
Yeah.
Which is more okay, which is a little more excusable for a direct-to-video Christmas movie, less so for a summer blockbuster kicking off the 2020 summer movie season.
Yeah.
But that being said, Marvel has yet to let me down. So I will go.
It's always the first time for everything.
That's true. Pixar never let me down until Cars came out.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean
Cars, Planes?
That's not Pixar.
Oh, you're right. That was Disney Animation.
He's like, you shut your goddamn mouth.
I forgot about that.
Put some respect on their name.
Yeah, I would say, in general, I don't know if Scarlett Johansson can hold a movie on her own. Like, I just don't find her that engaging for the most part. But like I said, she was really good in Jojo Rabbit.
I generally like Scarlett Johansson.
She's been really good in a lot of stuff she's been in.
Say that again?
Andy, I think you got you.
Okay, sorry. I was saying she's been really good in a lot of stuff that she's been in.
What's one that comes to mind?
Her? I know she's just a voice, but...
Yeah, all right. I'll give you that. What about another one when she actually acts in? I mean, it's physically there.
Well, definitely not that one where she turns into a computer.
No.
Because that movie was a piece of shit with a piece of shit.
Not Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, definitely not Ghost in the Shell.
She was good in Ghost World, but that was a long time ago.
What? Oh, there was a Lost in Translation. How about that?
All right, I haven't seen that one in a while, so I will give you that one.
Okay.
I feel like lately, though, I mean, I think it's also the role she's picking. Like, maybe she's had a chance to really, like, open her wings. You know what I'm saying?
Mm, yeah,
I
maybe.
Feel like she's good as Black Widow, though. Like, I always enjoy...
Lucy. That was the name of the show.
Yeah, Lucy. I mean, yep. I would say she's fine, but I would say of the main characters, she's the weakest for me.
I'm sorry. Did you not remember that Hawkeye exists?
I like Hawkeye.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, he's got that thing with his family and all.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I think she's a better character than Hawkeye.
All right.
She goes through
when
more stuff.
When they were on that cliff, I was like, chuck him off. Turn off. Get him out of here.
Yeah. Sorry, I just pulled up other stuff that she's been in. She was in The Prestige. She was the girlfriend.
I don't remember her at all.
That's how good she is. She blends into the role. You don't even remember her.
Or she's forgettable.
She disappears into a character, Noah. All right. Well,
I would say she's good in Under the Skin, but I didn't like that movie.
I just know one scene from that movie, and I'm like, nope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about that one.
On the beach?
Yeah.
Yep. Nope. 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 Nobody nopes.
Oh, she was good in Don John.
So it's Noah cut out, so I don't even know what movie you guys were talking about with the beach.
Oh.
Under the Skin.
Yeah, Under the Skin.
Mm. Under the Skin.
Don under John, I was saying, was good. Oh, she was good in Match Point. Forgot about that one.
Well, now we're just listening to movies.
I don't give her enough credit.
See?
Yeah. Put some respect on her name.
She got that big vulva energy. Noah's ignoring it.
Wow. All right.
Big vulva energy.
Got that BBE.
We've gone plenty. We can smash cut to the closing credits.
All right. remember, got to not trust something. And that thing is...
Assholes laying on their horn on a Sunday morning.
Don't trust them to make a new another good Terminator movie.
Yep. Not today. Fucking CGI of young Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What do I hate this week? This week I hate that people drive like fucking maniacs on Halloween. Like, I get people trying to get home and all that shit, but man, like there was a ton of accidents, and I saw a bunch of people doing some unsafe shit when I was trying to get home.
As people are wont to do.
Yeah.
Also Donald Trump. More so Donald Trump.
Listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme. And big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please. Tancast. I drove to Dark Fate on Halloween, and it was fine.
Yeah. We had some weird fucking weather on Halloween. Like, the day, I know I sent you guys like screenshots of it, but like it started in the 70s and muggy. Like the sun came up and it was already in the 70s and like hot and rainy and everything. And I'm wearing all those layers for the fat Thor, plus the ridiculous beard that I grew, plus the wig. So like I was just like steaming myself for like the first couple of hours of that day. And then like right around lunchtime, a cold front blew through and we dropped into the fucking 40s, like a rock falling. And then trees were blowing over, and like that was also probably leading to people driving like assholes. But man, like there were trees down. There was across the street from my work, there was a service station with like auto repair and like smog check and all that shit. And one of the trucks that they were working at that was just like parked in the back, a fucking tree fell on it. It's like, how the fuck ironic do you get? You take your truck to get like, hey, I need my brakes looked at, and then a tree just squashes it while it's there. Like, well, now I need a lot of other things done. And whose insurance pays for that? Like, is it the tree owners, or is it the car owners, or is it the repair place? Because the tree didn't come from the repair place. Like, it broke through a fence from somebody else's property to land on this truck.
I guess the tree owner.
But it's also like, it's act of God. Like, maybe their insurance pays up, but like, I don't know. It was confusing. It's like, there's so many variables there. Also, it's going to suck for that owner. Like the person who owns that place having to call that truck owner, like life's going to suck for both of them. Like that's not a conversation either of them is going to enjoy having.
So how are my brakes? Well, brakes are great.
Good
however,
news is we installed the brakes. Everything's fine.
But speaking of brake,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. We broke your car.
Yeah.
With a tree.
Yeah.
No? All right. Speaking of 40-degree weather, I'm going to be in New Jersey next weekend, so I don't think we will Tancast.
That's fine. I'm probably going to be in North Carolina for my wife's grandfather's birthday next weekend.
I dropped, so I don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking about probably not recording next weekend.
Okay.
Because I'll be in New Jersey for Christmas Con.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy that, man.
I will.
Enjoy New Jersey. Go visit Kevin.
I will not be that far from Red Bank. I thought about going to see the Quick Stop, but then I thought, do I really want to pay like $60 for an Uber ride to stand out front of Quick Stop?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Do I though?
Yes.
Thor face. Do I though?